Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, as always, Mr. Greg Jones, a.k.a. the Meat Man, from LB's Meat Market here on Wednesday morning. Ole Miss baseball, top 25 reps, number 22 in the country. I wouldn't say snuck by Austin Peay. It was a good rebound and a resounding victory. I know the Governors grabbed four in the ninth, but the bullpen slammed the door. Ole Miss now 18-8 as Mike Bianco and company head into the weekend. We'll host top 25 Kentucky. We will get into baseball. We'll talk some March Madness. And then, of course, Greg will give us the rundown on the latest with the Thoroughbreds. Before we get into the rundown here on the show, do want to remind you, we are powered by College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Flowood, Ridgeland. You can't get to any of those three. Check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Spring is here. Baseball is here. Spring football. We've got Pro Day going on as we record this. The Grove Bowl's next month. Everything is starting to really get downhill in terms of spring, summer sports. Look no further than College Corner. You need to upgrade your wardrobe, get you some polos, some quarter zips, maybe a couple lightweight hoodies, some Realtree gear, all of that and more. College Corner, three locations, the new one in Oxford, Sisk Avenue. Go check them out. And after you go to College Corner, make sure to swing on by University Avenue. Go see Greg and the folks at LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue. You got the Lane Train special every day. You've got house-made sausage, you've got steaks, you've got ribeyes, you've got the cooler. Be sure to run over there and throw a couple things in your sack before you go. Some killer deals over there that you can't beat anywhere else. That's LB's Meat Market in Oxford, Mississippi. Yours truly right here, Greg Jones. I guess we could say on the ones and twos of the butcher shop. So, Greg, good morning. Rebs took it on the chin early, but rebounded nicely and got their 18th win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 3-3 in the conference, playing two pretty tough teams, I would think, to start out the SEC play. So, don't have any breaks this week. We got Kentucky coming to town, and you know, another hot team. And with that being said, you know, whenever we started back on this baseball, it like, I don't think all SEC teams invested money in the baseball program as much as they did other sports. So now that you've got everybody investing in NIL stadium upgrades and everything like that, and like, there's really not going to be any weeks that off during this SEC play. So Kentucky's going to come in and, you know, definitely try to take two out of three. And that's, you know, the goal every year, whenever you try to play in these SEC games. So try to take two out of three out of every week. But, you know, I like the Saturday guy, man. He's solid. I don't know if he's going to switch the rotation around or not, but kind of roll with what we got. And, you know, obviously the guys can hit the ball. That's a real good bounce back game on Saturday. I know Friday wasn't the greatest, but with that being said, you know, you throw that game away and bounce back Saturday and get a win, and you know, at least take it to Sunday and try to get the series win on Sunday. So it didn't work out on Sunday, but hey, look, it's early in the season, kind of testing what those what we got and as far as arms and bats, and so just kind of roll with it and see what we got. We got this week at home in Kentucky. Definitely need to protect home field advantage. If you always take two out of three at home, you know, the scenario and the record comes out in your favor, but you know, we'll be tested this week again.
You mentioned the rotation this weekend. Actually, Mike Bianco is opting to shake things up a bit, as JT Quinn, typically a Sunday guy, he started, he's thrown some Fridays, still dealing with some injuries. He's got some blisters on his throwing hand. They're going to let him, you know, put him on the shelf for a little bit, let him rest up, heal. Now you've got Riley Maddux, who was pretty electric last week against Southern Miss. He will be going on Sunday now, or excuse me, Friday. Liam Doyle, like you said, really good on Saturday. He made a top 10 offense at Tennessee look silly last week in the lone win in Knoxville. And then Gunnar Dennis, who's been throwing Friday, will now move to Sunday. So I like it. I like the shakeup. I think Grayson Saunier, not there yet. Probably needs some midweek work, needs to kind of fine tune some of that secondary stuff. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Like you said, another test. There's no break in the SEC, so you get Kentucky. You know, as we do every year, we make the joke. Kentucky, a much different offensive ball club away from Kentucky, as that little short porch and right is pretty handy for left-handed hitters for the Wildcats. So I'm excited to see what the rotation looks like. Top 25 team comes in town. I like Bianco's move here to shake things up, because Maddux, he's earned the right to have a shot at the weekend now. So
yeah, and he's going to be pumped up. I mean, this is like, you know, yeah, this is a big spotlight for him Friday night, you know, local kid. I mean, you know, Mississippi product, playing on the big stage. So, I mean, he's probably, if he can just, you know, keep it under control the first two innings, that's the big deal, is, you know, whenever you get amped up for games like this and you, you know, finally get to be put in the spotlight to step up, you just got to, you know, stay in the moment, keep your feet on the ground and, you know, trust your mechanics and just do what you go, what you've been doing when you went out there. You know, I know Southern was playing really hot baseball at the time, and it could be no different. Just, you know, just stay in your zone and stay in your element, and, you know, get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, under the lights should be a lot of fun. I will say, looking way down the road here, but Baseball America put out their field of 64 projections earlier this week. Ole Miss, a 3 seed in Norman, Oklahoma, as the Sooners are the 8 seed. So a 3 seed alongside Nebraska and Bowling Green. So that's interesting there. But yeah, I think the offense is starting to really churn. That's been kind of the theme of our show, right, Greg? Where it's just, hey, these new look guys, they got to get comfortable, get settled in. Just everybody take a breath. And, you know, guys early in the year that were, you know, struggling, maybe pressing a little bit. Luke Hill last night, 2 for 3 RBI. Andrew Fisher, 2 for 4, 2 RBIs. Jackson Ross continues his stretch of really good ABs, 1 for 3.
Yeah, that definitely takes some stress off the pitching whenever, you know, you can give up 2 or 3 runs and be like, hey, you know, hey, guys, we need 4. Yeah. So, and you've seen the crooked numbers, especially with two outs. It's eventually going to come, and it's baseball. It's not, I mean, you know, it's not a sprint. You got to, you know, make sure you have plenty of horse when you come around that curve for the stretch, and just got to time your horse right.
Yeah, Trayson Hughes, one of the big gets out of the portal, 3 for 4 last night, 3 RBIs. Ole Miss really needs him to swing a good bat, because he'd be a valuable piece down, you know, on the outskirts, the meat of the order down at the bottom. You need him to be having good at bats, good barrels. And yeah, I mean, I think right now, this offense is kind of slowly turning into what most thought it would be. Last night, Austin Peay puts up a four spot in the first. Ole Miss answers back with four. And then a four spot in the third for the Rebels. And then they added a couple more. Ethan Leger just continues to just smash, hit another bomb last night. So right now, I mean, you've got some really good approaches at the plate with Leger, Fisher, Jackson Ross, and then it looks like Trayson Hughes and Luke Hill are coming around, kind of turning the corner a bit. You pair all of those guys with known commodities like Ethan Groff, who's been steady, still hitting over 300, and then Will Furness struggled a bit.
I mean, the lineup is definitely patching up. You can definitely kind of try to patch some things together and really kind of fortified a solid, you know, lineup that you can go into SEC play. You're definitely going to get some people that are in and out. I mean, I know Burford, he wants to try to still put Burford at second and do that sort of thing, but it is what it is. But you've got to have that bat down the stretch whenever you need a pinch hit or somebody gets hurt or something, you know, something like that. So it's good to have depth top to bottom, and it's good to not know what our best lineup really is.
Yeah, you got to like the three at the top leading the team in OPS and Leger, Fisher, and Ross. And then you've got Will Furness down there right under at 977 OPS. So they've got some big boppers. I think if the pitching can kind of iron itself out on the weekends, you got to like your chances if you're Ole Miss right now.
Yeah, I'm really feeling if you just take two out of three at home, if you just protect your home territory, you know, you've seen it with the football this year. You've seen it with the basketball. I know we had, you know, rough end towards the end of the season with basketball at home, but you establish that home presence, and, you know, it's established to where it's hard for teams to come in here and take two out of three from you, and always establish that you're going to take two out of three in every home series, and just got to take care of your home turf. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think, Ole Miss has truly one of the better home field advantages in college baseball, you know, with the weather getting nicer, students back on campus, and baseball playing well. I expect there to be some good crowds, especially in the coming weeks with not only the weather getting better, but the Grove Bowl in April. You know, that'll be a big crowd, and then Double Decker later in the year always has Oxford buzzing. So, yeah, I think Ole Miss is in – as good a spot as it could be right now after a tough season last year, basically flipping the entire roster and adding a bunch of new pieces. But yeah, I like where this team's at right now, and I think we're learning a lot. So kind of turning our attention to the tournament. I mentioned Baseball America has Ole Miss as a 3 seed. I think that's pretty reasonable right now. I think 2 or 3 seed somewhere is pretty feasible, right?
Yeah, you're not. I mean, unless you start going on a tear, and you know, I don't think we were ever a host site. That's just my opinion. I would think a solid 3 seed would be, you know, very respectable anywhere. And with that being said, you just want to get in the tournament. Who knows what happens when you get in the tournament and you get in that, you know, that life or death mode, and start playing with, you know, with no boundaries and no limits, and taking a rip at a 3-0 pitch or that sort of thing. So just trusting your game and trusting your team and get to that regional is kind of, I would think, where the goal is. But you take two out of three at home pretty much every home series, I think you kind of establish yourself that you can be a solid 3 seed in the tournament.
Yeah. All right, as we –
Because you know they'll probably ship us somewhere. They'll probably ship us out west, or, you know, because they shipped us to Miami, or, that, you know, they're not going to try to, you know, hook us up with Southern Miss or do Baton Rouge region or Fayetteville region. I would think they would probably either ship you up north or ship you out west.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that, and you know, the committee, typically there's no rhyme or reason. They do love those storylines where you've got, you know, a former coach going up against his former program in the Super, or like,
so you look at the basketball. I mean, that's just, I mean, they literally work that out to where they have those kind of drama filled situations.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody's, well, depending on who you got in your bracket, but I think a lot of people are really hoping for that Arizona-North Carolina Elite Eight. So get that Caleb Love game.
Well, they got the North Carolina-Michigan State in the second round. I mean, that's a really, really awesome matchup.
Two of the most elite programs, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's kind of worked out, and they've had some decent matchups. You know, felt bad for Auburn, but, you know, whenever you make a mistake like that, I
felt bad for my bracket, but
I do feel bad. I mean, I feel bad for the first bracket I filled out. Thank God I did a second one, because I had Auburn in the first one. It's the second one I've got Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Purdue's playing good ball. I mean, did they win by 45? I think.
I mean, they're playing like a one. Finally, Purdue has really screwed a lot of people over the last couple of years. Matt Painter probably gotten a lot of flack, and for good reason, for how bad the Boilermakers have flopped in recent tournaments, but they look good.
I was working Saturday and I missed the first half of the UK game, and I called Uncle Donnie. I was like, Uncle Donnie, what is going on? Y'all are down by four. He goes, this guy, I don't even know how to say his name. He's got a hairline worse than yours. I think he might be 35 years old. He is just throwing stuff up, like, over his shoulder, underneath his leg. It's ridiculous. I go, whenever he told me that, kind of felt really secure that they might get beat, because it usually, man, they used, like, St. Peter's last year. I mean, I don't know if it's a Calipari curse or if it's, but yeah, a lot of sad souls in Lexington right now.
Yeah, it was a combination of the Golke was the kid from Oakland that was just unconscious. It's a combination of him having the game of his life and just Kentucky just didn't rise to the occasion.
I love those stories like Oakland and everything, because they've been playing for their lives for the last 2 months. So, I mean, like,
yeah.
With Kentucky losing in the first round of Texas A&M, you know, the SEC tournament really didn't matter, because the, you know, big picture is the national championship. But when you run into a team that's been, you know, playing that good of a ball, and, you know, I honestly believe, regardless of the NIL and everything, you know, team always wins over talent sometimes. And, you know, Oakland knocked down big shots when need be. Like, in the corner, when that guy knocked it down in the corner, I go, wow. I was like, I guess it was destined to be for this team to beat Kentucky. And, you know, whenever they interviewed the coach, it was kind of awesome, because, you know, he goes, we wanted to play Kentucky. We didn't, you know, we weren't shying away that, you know, we were a 14 seed and Kentucky was a 3 seed. And, you know, that's why you just got to play the game every single time.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is, to out there wherever they are.
Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire. Customer inspired.
Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun. From days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality, first wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless Western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve, moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in six great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Before we get into the Sweet 16, and Greg's going to pick some winners, we do want to remind you, show also brought to you by USA Benefits Group and our buddy Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those premiums 20 to 30%, look no further than Drew and USA Benefits Group. You can give him a call, 601-953-8449, or check them out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get a free quote. He's got access to 35 different carriers. He's licensed in 7 states, but he is also an Ole Miss grad and located in Mississippi. So not only is he reliable, but he is accessible. He's local. That's important. It's critical for a health insurance agent. He can hook it up. That's Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. All right. So the bracket, how we doing? How we looking? How many Sweet 16 teams did you get right?
Well, you know, I don't have it on hand, but I still have all Final Four available. I've got Arizona. Go. I've got Arizona, Illinois, Purdue, and I think I did a switcheroo, and I maybe did Marquette getting there. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. But, you know, I like Marquette. You know, they've been playing good ball. I know they play Tennessee next. That's going to be a tough matchup, right, in that next?
Tennessee plays Creighton.
Creighton, okay.
Marquette has, they're on that bottom half. They got NC State.
Yeah, so that should be a good matchup. And, you know, that's another team that you probably don't want to run into regardless of how many games they've played and how many days.
NC State
playing some good ball. And when you get that confidence, you know, you can probably run through whatever. So there's a lot of awesome matches. I like Illinois, man. I think they've made the Sweet 16 how many years in a row? And they've always been pretty consistent coming in March. You know, Gonzaga's kind of snuck in there. They've They took care of McNeese. I know that was an easy matchup, but you know, Kansas was just outmatched the whole time. So
man, don't know what. Him.
So there's a lot of really good matchups. I you know, how good is Purdue really, and how death mode are they going to go, and if they're going to try to beat teams by 30 points, why not? You know, this is the time to do it. It doesn't matter who you're playing, but you know, with the North, with Houston and that Texas A&M game, that was an awesome game. There's been a lot of really, really cool games, and the George Mason game. I thought that was George Mason and not James Madison, Wisconsin. I thought that was a good game. So there was a really bunch of really cool, you know, first round matchups, and that you know, you look at Yale. That was so the bet next year is, I had a buddy, had one of my workers, JP. I think he got like a free $400 credit from Betcom or whatever, from one of the DraftKings. So what he ended up doing was put $50 on every underdog in the first round.
Okay.
He got paid on Yale, Oakland. Trying to think, there was a couple other like kind of upsets that paid really well. At one point, I think he told me he was up $1,200 on the $50 bet.
Yeah, you had James Madison was a winner, 12-5. You had Colorado was a 10-7 upset. NC State was an 11-6. Yale, the 13-4. Duquesne, the 11-6.
Yep, that was a nice little payday.
Grand Canyon was a 12-5 upset.
I think he told me that the $50 on Oakland paid $450 or $440.
There you go.
And then the Yale one, I think, paid like $520.
Wow. There was a – let me find it. There was a stat that was going around Twitter last weekend. A guy bet $1,000 on every underdog money line the entire tournament. And 13 wins, 23 losses, plus $7,100 in net profit. So
was that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter?
Yeah, it might be his burner, but yeah, you gotta throw down some coin, but plus $7,100 is not bad. But yeah,
you definitely feel bad when you have like a $50 or $100 on a big underdog and they're getting skull dragged by 30. You're like, yeah, I definitely had $50 on the money line on the underdog here.
Yeah, like the people that thought maybe JMU had a shot against Duke, which, look, to their credit, Duke has kind of, you know, they've kind of stepped on their own foot in tournaments in recent years. So, and JMU played great. I mean, they whipped Wisconsin and they were good all year, but they got smoked by Duke. I mean, these Sweet 16 matchups are fun. I mean, right off the bat, you got UConn, San Diego State rematch the national title from last year. Illinois, Iowa State is fun as hell. Illinois is the number one offense in the country. Iowa State, the number one defense. Something's got to give there. You get if you like track meets, I mean, we're going to talk about horses in a little bit. There are going to be some horses out running in North Carolina, Alabama. That one.
Yeah, isn't in the last 10 years, Alabama's had the highest total over in each three games, and it's literally like the last or something. I think it's 179. I think it's 179.5 is the total.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably right because I know this one was in the 170s when it initially was
released. But I think it's 179.5.
I mean, honestly, I think the only potential blowout in the Sweet 16 is Clemson, Arizona. Clemson's a fun story, but I think Arizona's just going to be too much. Too many haymakers. Tommy Lloyd's team is really, really, really good. Their experience.
But again, you know, it's March Madness. I would not be surprised with it 5 minutes to go with Clemson being up one or down one. And you're like, here's the chalk bet that I'll just assume that would be the best bet on the board. And, you know, it's a 1-point game with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've said it on.
You can't trust the ACC, man. You got Clemson, you've got Duke, you've got NC. I mean, you know, it's a tough conference, and they always bring it. I mean, I think Hubie Davis is 8-0 against the spread in his NCAA tournament career. So that's there something to throw out there.
Yeah, Brownell's done a hell of a job at Clemson. It's a good story. And then Creighton, Tennessee. I mean, don't sleep on that one. That one's going to be a ton of fun. Creighton's a really solid ball club. I mean, they outlasted Oregon in two overtimes. And then Tennessee has been impressive in the first two rounds. And then, yeah, I mean, you finish up with Houston and Duke. I mean, that 1-4 is going to be a dogfight. And then Purdue, Gonzaga. I think the Zags got a good shot. I really do. I mean, there is
did a really good job pairing these, you know, these matchups up, and you know, if all the cards played right, the most intriguing one for me is that Illinois Iowa State. I mean, you got to, that should be a slobber knocker.
Yeah. All right. Before we get out of here, do want to remind everyone, like we always do on this Wednesday show, podcast also brought to you by Black Type Thoroughbreds. Check them out, blacktypetb.com. It's a group of folks that have a passion for horse racing. And, I mean, just everything that you could ask for when you're looking at investing or just, you know, getting into horse racing. Getting you don't have to be an expert, because Black Type is – they're the experts. They take care of it. Expertise, integrity, and a ton of experience on that team. It's fun. Check them out, blacktypetb.com. You can email them, info@blacktypetb.com. They're based in Lexington, so they're around it year in, year out, 365. Shoot them a text, shoot them an email, sign up for the newsletter, just tell them you're interested, and they'll take it from there.
Jake called me the other day, and he's like, man, he's like, I just got back from Keeneland watching the 2-year-olds work out. I'm like, man, and wouldn't that be nice just to like wake up, take your kid to school, maybe get a nice cup of coffee, and then just head out to Keeneland and just watch your horses just gallop around a circle, you know? He's got Barbatina that she's running in New York. Not this week, but next week. And it's another Kentucky Oaks prep. So hopefully she can hit the board, get some more Kentucky Oaks points, and get that spot locked up for the Kentucky Oaks this year. I know that Keeneland's going to be opening up here in April. So they've got a couple stakes runners. I think Admiss Waves is running on the 12th. And I don't know what they're doing with Sacred Wish yet. He just told me either going to run her at Keeneland on the 20th, which would be 420, which I'll be in Lexington for that weekend, or head down to Gulfstream. So, they've got some three races coming up and some big races, and got to get some qualifying points for the Kentucky Oaks and lock up that spot for Barbatina.
What I guess in terms of
went to Louisiana Derby. That was awesome.
Okay. Jason, yeah, I was going to ask you, how was that?
Actually it was turned out to be really awesome. It was a really, really, really good crowd. That's probably one of the best crowds I've seen down there. So it was awesome. It was good to see people, you know, dress up in their funny hats, and the ladies were definitely out. So guys, if y'all want to go down to the fairgrounds and go watch a horse race, I'd probably recommend Louisiana Derby Day. That's just my experience with going down there. I think I went down there. My mom asked me, she goes, Greg, how many times have you been to the fairgrounds and watch a horse race? I go, well, I've seen my filly 5 times, and then I went down for the Risen Star. And so pretty sure I've been like 5 or 6 times in New Orleans. So never thought in a million years I'd be like, hey, just ready, can't wait to go down to New Orleans and watch my filly run in the fairgrounds. But she didn't win, but she got a learning experience, first time on the dirt. So couldn't get, had a lot of people call me and, you know, wish me luck. And you know, tell me how good she was going to do. But I, you know, until she crosses the line first, she'll, you know, I'll be a believer. But she kind of took a little cat nap at the gate. And whenever you're running in a 6 furlong sprint, you can't, you know, you got to come out the gate real quick. And, but no, she did good. She, even though that, you know, she didn't get out the gate real well, she made a really good, a decent little come back down the stretch, and she finished fourth and didn't get claimed. And so we still own the little filly, and we're on to the next race. You know, it's just her day will come, and you got to stay positive. But don't regret, you know, not buying her and doing everything that I've done with her. So definitely had fun with her, and who knows, she might win next time out. But we've got the Louisiana Derby coming up. I know Chasing Freedom with Brad Cox and Godolphin was the winner. So they've kind of locked themselves in the Kentucky Derby. You've got about four, I think you've got 5 horses, maybe 6 that are kind of mathematically kind of locked into the Derby. I know Chasing Freedom is one of those. Sierra Leone is one of those in the top 6. But with that being said, there's a lot more. You've got the Arkansas Derby coming up this weekend at Oakland. You know, big race there, 50 points involved for Kentucky Derby points. It's an ongoing process. So it's not like, you know, you win one race and you're in, but you have to consistently run. It's tough. You've got to pick and choose your spots. You know, I think Sierra Leone has done it really good, breaking his maiden early, running in the Risen Star, you know, getting those early Derby points and kind of locking yourself up, you know, on the Derby trail, and you can take breaks and, you know, choose your spots where you, you know, can get in. So I've got a buddy named Jay Goodwin. He's he owns Tuscan Gold, and they finished 3rd at the Louisiana Derby. So they got some Derby points for coming up. And I don't know what they're shooting for next, but you know, you May the first week in May, you know, comes early, and you got to get those points early and often to where you can get them taken care of. So with that being said, it's that time of year to be drinking bourbons and bringing out the funny hats and getting ready for the Derby.
Absolutely. Speaking of that time of year, people are starting to dust off those grills, clean off those grates a little bit. What you got?
Hey, I'll give a little grill tip.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I saw on, you know, obviously food videos pop up on Instagram all the time. Somebody took a split of onion in half and cleaned the grill with the onion, like scrape, you know, put it on, baked a little spike and just cleaned it on, cleaned the grill, and then end up throwing the grill cleaning onion into the coals, and then turned around and took the other half of the grill and made salsa with the other onion with some tomatoes and jalapenos and that sort of thing. So clean your grill if it's rusty. Instead of using a steel wool or something like that where there might be chemicals involved, just use a trusty old white onion and clean your grill with the white onion.
There you go. Only on the flagship can you get these kinds of tips. So yeah, tell us what you got in the shop this week and what folks can swing by and pick up this weekend.
Well, Kentucky just called me, so I've got to poison them this weekend and hopefully so we can sleep. No, I fed last night. I fed the Rebs. Did the old beef stroganoff. They're big beef stroganoff guys. They like to have it every other week. So did beef stroganoff for the boys. We'll do bacon wrapped pork loin for them Friday. I think I'm going to do boudin. I've got some bacon trim and stuff like that. So going to make a big batch of boudin. Probably going to do the seafood boudin and just like the straight up Cajun style boudin. I've had a bunch of people want me to do the Blue Dream sausage. So I made a batch of Blue Dream sausage. We did. I'll give you a little tip. You can go to Sam's and get the cheddar biscuits, the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits.
Okay.
So get Red Lobster cheddar biscuits and then come to LB's. And we've just made that smoked Colby Jack sausage and just make homemade sausage balls with the fresh Colby Jack and the cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster. And it's the best sausage ball you'll ever have. Promise. Or you can do the Blue Dream. You can do the Blue Dream and some pancake mix and make a sausage ball with the Blue Dream. So lots of sausage. We just got done doing some meatballs. So you can come and get a 6-pack of meatballs, throw them in a sauce and put them on a sandwich or put them on a pasta. So trying to do more things that are real convenient for people to do or they can take home and warm up.
Absolutely. Well, you can go see Greg and get more grilling tips and more hacks for Red Lobster take home.
Yeah, just trying to make people happy. I mean, now that I've probably told everybody about the Red Lobster biscuit at Sam's, they're like, all right, we got to go try that now. And yeah. You know, you can try it with any sausage, but it's really good with the LB's sausages because I add cheese and extra flavor, but you can just use it with plain Jimmy Dean, but it don't hit the same.
No, not at all. Well, yeah, Greg and the rest of the folks at LB's got you covered. 2008 University Avenue. Go see him before you head to Swayze Field and pick up some protein. That is going to do it for this Wednesday edition of the Flagship. Appreciate Greg hopping on with us. And as always, appreciate College Corner and USA Benefits Group for bringing this show to you. We'll be back next week with Greg. We'll break down the Final Four and look ahead to more Ole Miss baseball as SEC play is upon us and the Rebs are in the thick of it. So stay locked in, omspirit.com. Jake Thompson, our boys at Ole Miss Pro Day today. He'll have a full recap of that later when it concludes. The basketball transfer portal is just going crazy.
I saw a list of the on the transfer portal. There's a guy that's got an awesome name that I really, really want. I think he's like number 7. It's like, oh man, I cannot believe I don't remember this guy's name. He has like the best all-time name ever. It's like Pickle or something like that. Anyway, I'll have to look it up. You've been retweeting a lot from the basketball transfer portal. And it's I don't know if we're on these guys or we like, or which one we're on, because there's like a list of 15 of them.
That's a great question, Greg. You can find all of the targets that Ole Miss has contacted and or are in the mix for at omspirit.com. We've got a transfer portal hub that I basically just have a tab open where I'm updating it constantly. Ole Miss is casting a wide net, Greg. They're trying to rebuild a roster quickly.
Do we know who's staying, who's going, who's
– Not really confirmed.
Sorry, it's not there's I mean, only... what about Caitlin Clark being the leak of her getting paid $5 million after the tournament? Did you hear about that?
Ice Cube got that 21 Jump Street money, baby. He's throwing $5 million at her.
Whatever. That's wild. Sorry.
We've got you covered.
You go off record right there with Caitlin Clark.
Good for her. I hope she takes it.
I hope she does too. I just feel bad that, like he said, it literally is supposed to be private, and then the next thing you know it, it's on Twitter, and he's like, yeah, sorry.
I mean, hey.
But I guess when you have an extra $5 million laying around, you give it to Caitlin Clark to come on a basketball tour.
Yeah, I mean, go get paid, homie. Get that $5 million large. We've got you covered at the Spirit. We've got coverage of the portal, football recruiting as well. More visitors will be on campus Thursday and this weekend. So stay locked in. If you're not already a member, join the resistance. It's only $1. You can join the conversation on the message board, read all the premium articles and whatnot. So for Greg, I am Zach. This has been the Flagship. We appreciate y'all as always. Until next time, we out of here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.